So the first question, I bought sheves, this type of a spice, to mechayev b'peya, we're saying, now what, you have to give peya from it. Or mechayev b'maisa. And still it's chayev and trumas and maisa, that now we're not like this. I mean, it should come out, that's chayev and maisa also. You give the bach yosriz for sheves to mechayev b'peya, is mechayev b'maisa, it should come out, also chayev and trumas and maisa. Why? The tanan, we're not like this. The tanan. That kol shechayev b'peya, anything that's chayev b'peya, chayev b'maisa. It's also chayev b'maisa. Now, omid mechayev b'maisa, since the sheva is chayev b'maisa, it should also be metamot tumas eichlin. That's what we had in the Mishnah before. Then if it's noicha for maisa, it's noicha for tumas eichlin also. Alma, what do we see? That komili, the yavid l'taim, anything that's made, even though it's only made for spices, to give off taste into the other food, not to really eat it, still metamot tumas eichlin. Still it has a locham of a noicha to mekabot tumas eichlin. And what's the proof? Because the high chef is this type of a sweetness of a spice. L'taim yavid, it's made for it to give off taste, to get spice something. Just even though it's not really meant to eat by itself, but since it's made for spices, it's also called an oichol for all these halachas that you're chayiv in peya, that you're chayiv in maaser, and that you could be mekabel to masaychlin. Well, the minhag, we have a question. It says in Mishnah Uksin that hakoshet v'achimim, these type of grossness, some these type of spices. For Rosh Hashanah, and the heads of the son of garlic, the ateya, the achiltus, the apopolum, and this pepper, the chalas, horeya, and this type of a spice is nikochi mekes of maisa. The person had maisa sheni outside Yerushalayim, still have it carry up, so he's poured it onto money. Now he takes the money to Yerushalayim, and then he has to pour it back onto food. So with the moist maisa sheni, you're allowed to buy yourself food with it in Yerushalayim. So it says these things you'll have to buy with kesef maisa, but it says clearly the yain metama tumas eichlin, but these things have no tumas eichlin. They're not called an eichel since you do not eat them themselves, they're only made to spice other things. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, here's the words of Rabbi Akiva. That's the theory. Before we're saying the sheves, it's a spice, it does have tumas eichlin on it. And here we're saying now since these things are meant for spices, it's not metama tumas eichlin. So it's a theory. So according to Rabbi Akiva, and Omru Loi Rabbi Yochanan ben Nun, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nun says back to Rabbi Akiva, he argues and says, no, Monashach, in Nikachem, because of Maisiv Yodi could buy with the money of Maisiv Sheni, these type of spices, so Mefneima, Eim Metam Tumas Eichlin, why do you say it's not Mekabel Tumas Eichlin? Because Monashach, it is called an Eichel, for Maisiv Sheni, it should be called an Eichel, but Tumas Eichlin also. And Vimeinoi, Metamin, if Yod, no, it's not Mekabel Tumas, these spices, if so, Afeim Loichel, because of Maisiv, who did you should not be able to buy these things back with Maisa Sheni, with the money of Maisa Sheni, the Torah says to buy food. So good, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's kasha back to Rabbi Akiva. And the Omer of Yochanan ben Nuri, that Nimnu begon, we got together and we came up to a maskana, said, Nichem the Kesel Maisa, that no, with these spices, you cannot buy them with the money of Maisa Sheni, and V'yayim etamah tumas eichlin, and not makabah tumas eichlin. So Kopetz Astiri here, both Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Akiva both agree that spices are not makabah tumas eichlin, it's not called an eichel. And before we said yes, that spices the shevis is called an oichel, and it would be mekabel to a maseichlin. So it's a stira. So when it says Amar Rav Chizda says Kitan Yehi, when did we learn that mekabel to a maseichlin the shevis asu lekmach? When this shevis is made lekmach, Rashi says the koychin nice and the grind it up nice on the kutach. The ikroi shevatoicha matvilu koloicha the high lav letaim yevida the worker. Over here you're making a dish out of it, and with this dish you dip your bread into. So the pshat is, when you put the sheves into this dish, it's not the pshat only giving taste into this dish. But otherwise, this is the ikur of this dish, this is the ikur of the sauce. So here, like it's called the real eichel, then it's makabel to maseichlin. But that to be said before, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva, it's not makabel to maseichlin, that's what's not meant to eat the goof of the spice itself. It's only meant to put into other food, to give spice, to give taste also to the other food. But when this is the Ikar Michael here right now, that's called Mekamoch, then it is Mekabel Tumas Eichlin. Omer Rav Ashi, Ashi says, I'm recently Shmai to Kaim and Rav Kana. I said over this lock of another Kana. And he said like this, Loi Tema, don't say B'Shevas Sui Lekamach, that we're only talking about Shevas that made Lekamach. Then it's Mekabel Tumas Eichlin, but Hostam or Lekadeiro, but Stam Shevas is made just to put spice, to put taste into a dish. And therefore, it's not makabel tumas eichlin. No, don't say like that. But rather, Ela stam shevus lekamach asuya. Stam Shabbos is made to give off spices, to give off. Stam Shabbos is made l'kmoch, to make a dish out of it, like make it like a dish to dip your food into. Therefore, it's an ikar oichol, and therefore would be mekabel to meseichlin. So minastam Shabbos is mekabel to meseichlin. Only if you would have to make it for spices to spice other food, then we hold it's not mekabel to meseichlin. And the proof from this is the Tanam, learn like this. Ha Shabbos, that's type of spices. Mishenos nutam the gedera, when it gives off its taste in the gedera, ain't but mishum truma. It has no issa truma on it anymore. In other words, the when made for spices, the ikur is the taste it gives off, and once the taste gives off, it has no more din truma on it. No, it has no truma on it anymore. Or why? Because this shevis means mishenos nutam the gedera. If it was meant to put into a kub like this, again, it's none. Ha shevis, the type of spices, a sweetener. Mishenos notamach, there must have you only put into a big pot to give off taste into the food. So then the lochri is it has no issa truma on it, because it's not called an eichotak, it's not mechurim truma samaisus, and therefore it is not matabo to masechlin. But mashmo achle nos notamach dero, but before it was put into the pot to give off the taste into the kdero, before it was used just the spices, then yesh ba mishum truma. Adrabba, then minastam we say Shabbos is made to make its own dish out of it. And therefore minastam it has a shame oichel on it. And therefore minastam it has a din issa truma on it. And then minastam umatama to masechlin. Now these sagadaitich, stom on the kdeva, the stam Shabbos is made to put into a pot, to give taste into a pot. And so kiloi nosno, even if you did not put the Shabbos into the pot yet to give the taste into it. Nami stom on the kdeva, also minastam it's meant like kdeva, that it should not be a tamatum soich and not have truma semaisis. And the answer is, we know that in our stam it has an issa truma semaisis on it. It's only if you put it in the kadeira, then we say it has no dinoichel on it. And love, isn't this the proof? Allah shramino, stomu le kumach asu shramino, that in our stam the Shabbos is also made le kumach. In our stam it's also made, to make a tasho by itself out of it. So in our stam it is called a noichel. It's only when you put it into a gedera, just to put taste into gedera, then we say it's bottle, then we say it doesn't have a shem oichel on it. Now the Mishnah says, kol shechayi b'reshes ageiz, any type of an animal that's chayi b'reshes ageiz, is chayi b'matonis. When you shecht it, you also have a chiyuv to give the zrev l'chayim v'keva to the kain. But the yesh to a certain type of animal that's like a bokor, like a cattle, that does not have any wool, that still shechai the matonis, when you shecht it, you mechuyu to give the matonis, the zroya, the thigh, the chiyayim, the cheek, the cave on the stomach to the kohen. But the yesh chai bereshis ageis, it has no wool, you're not chai bereshis ageis. It's only with wool, animals that have wool, when you shear it off, you have to give a certain amount to the kohen. Now, kol sheyesh le beer. Any type of food that grows during Shemitah that has the issa beer, meaning it comes a time when there's no more left on the fields for the animals, you have to take it out of your house, is yesh lo shriya. That type of food also has a kedusha shriyas on it, that you can't do business with it, you can't be no yibal, not be no like hefker on it. But yesh lo certain type of foods, she yesh lo shriyas, it has nissa shriyas on it, but v'yein lo beer, it never has the chiba, take it out of your house. The most of this, kagoyin. What's the ratio that has a chiyuv beer? That's all the haluf, the leaves of this vegetable, the luf, shaita, vihan, dindunda. These are things that have a beer. Because these things have an end to it, they don't last that long. So that's the locha, that when there's no more left on the fields, then you have to take out this paris from your house, you have to be mafkarit. But yesh le shvias, there's certain growths that have an issa shvias on it, you can't do business with it. You can't stand destroy it, you have to eat it. But v'yein le beer, and never has to chiba, take it out of your house, you don't have to be mafkarit. And what is that? It's ikur haluf. That's the roots of this luf, shaitam. V'yikur ha nidno. That these things never get empty in the fields. The pasuk says, lohem tuchob lechaya shebiyat tuchotia kol tfuwa salechol. So that's from this. Kol zaman shechaya, cheles minasada. Kol zaman lechaya, can eat from the field. Tomaychol lohem tuchob. But bias, you're allowed to give the animals in your house, you're allowed to keep it inside your house. But once kol lechaya minasada, once there's no more tfuwa left in the field, there's no more this type of growth in the fields, then kol lohem tuchob shebiyat, you have to take it out of your house, you can't give it to the animals anymore. And you have to go be mafka them. But the hani lekolu, these things, this ikur haluf, the roots of this loof, that type of vegetable, it's always there in the fields. Therefore, never as a isa beer. Now the Mishnah says, kol sheyesh la kashkash, any type of a fish that has scales on it, you should know yesh la snapper, it also has fins on it. And therefore, it's kosher to eat. So the ikra fish is, make sure it has scales and you know it's kosher. But the yesh la snapper, there are certain fish that has fins on it, they swim with them, but the ain la kashkash, it does not have scales and it's treif. Kol sheyesh la kanam, any type of an animal that has kanayim has horns on it, you should know yesh la tlofim, its hooves are split, they're kosher hooves. But the yesh to certain animals, yesh to tlofim, it has split hooves like a chazir, but the ain la kanayim, it has no horns. Now the Mishnah says, kol sheyesh to kashkashim, any type of a fish that has scales on it, is dag tor, comes out, it's considered a dag tor, because it has scales, for sure it has fins, it's kosher. But yesh to a certain type of fish, yesh to snapper, it has fins on it, the ain la kashkashim, it has no scales on it. That's called dag tomi, that's a dag tomi. If Solomon says, michti, let's see. Anan, we come out our kashkasha samchim, dikum samchim, the fish has scales, you know it's kosher. If so, snapia, the kosher rachman alone, why does it have to write about fins altogether? Dikum should be totally in the scales. Samora says no. Ila kosher rachman, it's not the third one that wrote snapia fins. Havimin, I would have thought to say, my kashkasha, what kashkasha means, may the ksiv snapia, because I would not know what the words mean. So would it just say kashkasha, so I would have thought to say, maybe it means fins. And therefore, I would have made a mistake to say the filu dag tom is also kosher. Therefore, kosher rachmon is not the kashkash, is not to make a mistake. So therefore, you know you have to check for both. So for sure, you have to make sure it has scales. And then you know the fish is tor. The Mishnah still says the vahashtu, the kosher rachmon is not the kashkash. Minon, how do we know to say the kashkash is levushu? How do we know to say the kashkash is, that's called the scales? Maybe that's the fins. So Mishnah says the chsiv, because there's a pasuk in Shmuel that says, that is kashkashim, that's the lovush, that's the cloth. That's how we know the kashkashim, that's like the cloth, that's like the scales on the fish. For the Gemara, so now that we know kashkashis means scales, it's a lichter rachmona kashkash, that's the Torah just like kashkashis. And I know what it means. It means like the scales. For a boy snapper, I do not need the Torah to write the word snapper, it's no purpose. That the ikas simon is the kashkashis. If it has kashkashis, I know for sure it has both, it's Torah. So why does the Torah have to write snapper altogether for? Omer Abavua, V'chintam, Rabbi Shmuel, Enech Nami, that you have to say, Yagdil Torah, V'yadisam, to be Magdil the Torah. Now the Mishnah says, Kol HaToyin, Baruch Liach, of anything that you eat, that you have to make a Baruch Achroin, you should know for sure, Toyin Baruch Lefonu, you have to make a Baruch Rishoyna. But V'yesh, there are certain things, you have to make a Baruch Lefonu, you have to make a Baruch Rishoyna, but V'yein, Toyin Baruch Liach, you don't have to make a Baruch Achroin. So what's the Suyi, my words come to conclude, first on all the yerik vegetables, you have to make a bor pi adama, but no bor in a poshes. First question, Obel Rab Yitzchok, the Mavorach HaYiroko, like we all, you have to make a Baruch HaChoreino on vegetables. And so Lasu Yemaya, what does the Mishnah mean to say there's no Baruch HaChoreino? Lasu Yemaya, water, you only make a shaka, no bor in a poshes. But still, the Rab Popo, the Mavorach HaMai, like we do, we make a bor in a poshes even on water. If you drink revius of water, you have to make a bor in a poshes. So Lasu Yemaya, what does the Mishnah mean to say there's no Baruch HaChoreino? And Lasu Yemitzvah, if you do a mitzvah, you only make a Baruch HaLafonov and not a Baruch HaChorov. When we sit this, we make a bracha before and not afterwards. For the Gemara, the Bnei Marofa, the people in Eretz Yisrael, the Mavorchi, Bosses, Alikut Falayu, after they take off the tefillin, they make a bracha achroin on tefillin. So at least by some mitzvah shayla, Tayyiz Mashma only by tefillin. But Kopon of the Ross, some mitzvah, at least they have a bracha achroin on. And they say, Shekhashan, the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, Lishma Chukov, and Rasu Yemai, according to them, what is something that for sure has the bracha achroin on? So, and the Marian says, Lasu Yerechnai. Something that you smell, that you make a burn, maybe some of on it, that